Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you from Romans chapter 9, verse 13, and talk to you about the themes of loved and hated. Here we go, Romans chapter 9, verse 13, which reads, "As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated." In this section, the Apostle Paul wanted to explain why it might seem that God had forsaken Israel. In this part of Romans 9, he showed that it was all according to God's careful plan. The seeming rejection of the Jewish people of their Messiah, Jesus Christ, it didn't surprise God. His wise plan was still working out through history. In the past, this plan hasn't always been easy to understand from a human perspective. It isn't immediately clear why God chose Jacob to be the heir of God's covenant of salvation instead of Esau. God chose Jacob over his older brother Esau before the twins were born. And it wasn't because God knew their works in advance. In Romans chapter 9, verse 11, Paul explains that it was not of works. Instead, the reason for choosing was found in God, who calls and plans. It was God who decided that the older brother Esau should serve the younger brother Jacob. In the days of Malachi the prophet, God repeated his choice, saying, "Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated." That's in Malachi chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Now that sounds harsh, doesn't it? It's a hard thing to have God against you, much less to have God hate you. Now strangely, it seems that Esau was a blessed man. He had a blessing from his father Isaac. That's in Genesis chapter 27, verses 39 and 40. And he eventually had a blessed family and all the material blessings he could desire. You see that in Genesis chapter 33, verses 4 through 9. Esau fathered a nation and had many descendants. You see that in Genesis chapter 36. In whatever way that God hated Esau, it wasn't a curse that cast a shadow over his entire life. The thought in Malachi chapter 1 and in Romans chapter 9 is much more like accepted and rejected more than our normal understanding of the terms loved and hated. God did not hate Esau in the sense of cursing him to a doomed life in either this world or the next. Yet, regarding the inheritance of the covenant, it could be rightly said that God hated Esau and loved Jacob. One became the heir of the covenant of Abraham, and one would not. One great error we often have in considering the choices of God is to think that God chooses for arbitrary reasons, as if his choices were random and almost senseless. God chooses according to his divine wisdom, his divine love, and his divine goodness. We may not be able to understand God's reasons for choosing, and they are reasons that he alone knows and he alone answers to. But God's choices are not random or impulsive. Dear friend, God has an unfolding plan of the ages, and he guides all things towards the glorious fulfillment of that plan. He chooses who and what he wills according to his genius and wisdom. Though God may choose one and reject another for a specific role in his plan, we are all invited to receive what God freely gives in Jesus Christ. You can rest in the wisdom and love of God today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.